Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's go ahead and check and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, July wheat at 738 and 3 quarters is down 6 and a quarter. September, 743 and a quarter, down 7. July wheat in Chicago, 676 and a half, down 8 and 3 quarters. September, 684 is down 8 and 3 quarters. July corn, 637 and 3 quarters, now a half, now 3 quarters, down 11 and 3 quarters. December, 515 and a half, down 4 and 3 quarters, now 4 and a half. July soybeans, 1466 and a half, now 3 quarters up 2. November, 1223 and a half, down 1 and a half. July soybean meal, 435, down 30, now down 40. July soybean oil, 49.20, unchanged. June live cattle, 120.45, up 32 and a half. May feeder cattle, 131.97 and a half, down 55. And June lean hogs, 92.12 and a half, and they are up 5 cents.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
So we now know what farmers can do if they have open weather and motivation.
They can plant corn, can't they?
They can indeed.
Golly, I'll tell you what. You know, I had faith that it'd be good. I didn't know if it'd be quite that good, but basically we're done planting corn around in our immediate area here, Dave. And a good share of the beans are in. We're probably up 40-50% of the beans in the ground also. So they can really make the stuff move with this new automatic steering. They can lay in late at night and not have to try to watch the drive straight. Why, it's just a lot of progress.
So July corn, even under pressure, is this because we would have seen, because everything is now on the ground, we're seeing old cash movement?
It could be a little cash movement. I don't think the volume has been light. We seem to find some support underneath it here in both the old and new crop corn this morning. Part of it is some unwinding of spreads, the long corn, short beans, with the idea that they were going to have more bean acres around and things that way. And the other part was also the announcement that Brazil is offering corn to the month of July a lot cheaper into the export market. So we're only looking basically to the ethanol market to keep us afloat here.
So where, as you look at the report, will replanting may be need to be done?
You know, I mean, it's going to be spotty in different areas and places that way. I think that all in all, it went in late enough here that it's going to warm up, and most of it's going to germinate. I don't think you're going to see a lot of replanting unless we see some flooding up in the Red River Valley area.
I was thinking maybe northeastern Iowa, southern Minnesota, perhaps.
There can be some in that area where we had those late freezes, and some of the stuff might have been in the ground. You know, like I say, it's going to be an area-by-area basis, and how much was in the ground on certain dates. I know that around here we saw probably 1,000 acres get replanted, and it was just a two-day time period earlier than the rest.
So everybody's been working the bull spreads, July, December, September, December. Are those spreads going to be good going forward?
You know, Dave, we're still tight old crop corn. The corn crop is good for new crop, but it went in late. We do need corn for ethanol. We might not need it for exports, but we're going to need it for ethanol and feed. The profit margin is still there for all the crushers. The bean meal is still very strong. You know, it does not figure to or pencil in to import beans out of South America at this point in time. So as for right now, those spreads are going to stay fairly strong, yes.
So do you have in your back pocket the weather for the week that all this corn that got planted last week is going to potentially pollinate? Because if you do, you and I can really go ahead and do some work, because it's a big chunk of the corn crop nationally.
I'll tell you what. There's a lot of the corn is going to pollinate in a very close time period. That's one of the reasons we will hold a little bit of weather premium here for at least another 3 weeks, Dave. And that's going to be so we can get to within a 2 to 3 week time period of when that corn is going to pollinate and have a better idea what the weather is going to be at that point in time. So, you know, I don't look for us to probably take out that 5-11 and the Deese corn here this week just because of that uncertainty of the close pollination.
But it is going to be under siege at some point, probably.
As long as the weather does not turn hot and dry and give us the feeling of a drought, it will go under $5 at some point in time.
Now let's turn our attention to soybeans. What do you see there?
Well, we see, like we said, the tightness of that July, the beans. They did lose a little bit in the basis yesterday, but we are continuing to see that there is still good profit margins and the processors are looking for beans. The new crop beans, you know, not down bad, only down a cent and a quarter compared to that. And we made some pretty good progress on planting beans. We don't see much yield drag for them if they're planted by the end of the month here or even in the first week of June. So, and we can pick up a few acres, parts of North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota and places like that. Still might switch to some beans because their late planting date is May 25th. So, you know, along the way, still a pretty good strong bean market for now, but boy, we're a little bit scared of the new crop beans down the road.
Only 91 million bushels of old crop beans left to make USDA's estimate. It seems to me that we might need to do a little rationing still.
That's why the spread is where it is, over $2 at historic levels, and that's why we continue to see strength under the bean market, Dave, and the basis, as crazy as it is.
And the meal market, does it have more upside along the same ideas that we're actually crushing for the meal as opposed to the oil?
You know, that's very true. I mean, this is all about the crush. It's all about the processors being able to hang in there because we are crushing more for meal than oil. So, you know, it's not the biodiesel. It is the meal. It is the feed that we need there. And like I said, as of yet, it does not pencil to bring in beans from South America.
How close are we to doing that, do you think?
About 20 cents.
So we're not that far away.
Not that far away, but, you know, like I say, we do have to, we aren't going to do it just to break even on either. So we're going to, you know, it's going to have to be a 30 or 40 cent move here.
Let's turn our attention to wheat. Why is wheat getting all beat up given good fundamentals?
Well, I think if you did watch the world weather, Dave, why we've got a little better rain over in China, a little better rain in the Soviet Union, and a little bit in Australia that way. And so the world wheat stocks coming up a little bit on that. We're also, you know, we have got some moisture out through the Western Belt. We did see the spring wheat plantings catch up to what they were looking at. And it's a follower of corn. Corn's down.
So are traders then going to look at something like being long the hard and short the soft?
Oh, I think they already have been, and I think that's going on. I think that's very much a case of what that spread will be.
How soon before we'll begin to see some harvest numbers and really begin to know what that drought did, what the freeze did, what the too much rain did? We've killed this crop about 10 times.
Yeah, and you're only supposed to kill it 9. So... you know, along the way, I would imagine, you know, we're probably three and a half weeks away.
So then we will know if we have gone overboard or not to the downside.
We'll have a much better idea.
Anything else before we let you go today?
No, I think it's sort of quiet trade here
it
today.
Is.
A lot of guys finishing up and, you know, a lot of questions. I do think that in most cases, though, we want to be looking for some rallies. If we haven't priced hardly any new crop, that we do want to get some protection on.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick on the charts. July wheat in Kansas City is 838 down 7. July wheat in Chicago, 677 and a quarter down 8. July corn, 638 and a half down 11. December, 516 and a quarter down 4. July soybeans, 1466 and three quarters, now a quarter up 2 and three quarters. November, 1224 down 1. July soybean meal, 435.60 up 30. July soybean oil, 49.18 down 2. June live cattle, 120.32 and a half up 20. and June lean hogs at 92.10 up 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.